Jonathan Richmond, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jonathan. Sorry we had an imposter come up on stage and try to tell us he was you. You can hear him. I can hear him. Jonathan, you are one of the weirdest people of all times. You are considered one of the kings of punk or new wave. Is that the way you feel? Is that a true?
Well, I'm only considered that by a few people. Like when I do live shows all over the world, they don't think that usually.
You've had a strange string of records with strange songs and strange meanings. And has that ever held you back? Have you ever felt as though you wanted to write a hit song instead of some? Like, I mean, you've done some off-the-wall songs, Jonathan.
Well, you see, I never thought of them that way. I thought of some of my songs as fun songs and some of them as love songs, but I never thought of them as that strange as some people do.
How long have Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers been working under that name, or how long have you been in the song business?
Since 1970.
Really?
Yes.
You're from Natick, Massachusetts.
That's true.
Now, you've worked with some people who have gone on to be big stars and make lots of money, right?
Yes.
One of the Talking Heads and one of the Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like you've been left behind a little bit by all that?
Well, no, because I'm glad that they're successful. Like, I don't feel, in fact, that my time has yet come, so I don't feel left behind. I feel that I'm just starting, you see?
The two ladies we heard tonight singing with you, it was just you and electric guitar and these two ladies. Who are they and what do you call them?
They're Beth Harrington and Ellie Marshall. They're my Rockin' Robins.
Oh, nice. Nice looking ladies, too. One of your best known songs, if
mm-hmm.
not the biggest in my mind as a radio person, has been Roadrunner.
Uh-huh.
See, there's some fans here for that song, but I understand that when you're in concert, you don't do that song.
Not usually. You see, actually, it's not my biggest song by a mile. My biggest song happens to be an instrumental number called Egyptian Reggae, which dwarfs Roadrunner all over the world. But, you see, so Roadrunner is a tune, you know, it's not a bad tune. I just wrote it when I'm 18 and I'm 30 now, you know.
People, from the way you talk, you have a nice way of talking, but you sound a little out there sometimes. Do you do a lot of drugs?
No, in fact, I tried marijuana twice when I was about 18, and I didn't like it, and that was it. I never took anything else.
You don't do cocaine?
I'm not interested in those things, no.
No, you're not. You really don't. You really don't do any of
that. I would tell you if I did.
You once wrote a song called I'm Straight. What was that
about? In fact, that was because I didn't like hippies. It was because I didn't like hippies at the time. When the hippies thing started, you see, I was one of the guys who didn't want to have long hair because I didn't like being just like all the rest. And I thought that they were, you know, I was annoyed at them. So I made up that song. But again, that was when I was 18 and I'm 30 now.
Being 30 years old, you look about 16. Being considered a cult figure hero by some. You've done some strange gigs, haven't you? Haven't you played in some unusual places that just sort of set up?
I've played before all age groups you could possibly imagine, from the cradle to 91 years old.
Do you currently have a record contract?
No. I have no label. My manager in Los Angeles is now looking around.
Scouting around.
Yes, right. He is.
How many albums and 45s did you have altogether? If you could
In Europe, it's hard to count because there were many ones in the different countries, but I've had about 5 albums.
You get played in Europe a lot?
I used to more than here. Actually, now, I haven't had a record out in a long time. I'm not getting played much anywhere that I can think of.
Do you have a band currently that you're
I sure do. I have my Modern Lovers. I have 5 pieces other than myself.
So you just came with the ladies here tonight.
Yeah, to make it simpler for the live radio.
I love some of your song titles have the strangest names. Pablo Picasso.
Another ancient one, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Here come the Martian, Martin Martians.
Martians.
Party in the Woods tonight. I'm Straight. Wasn't there a tuna fish song? And there's an ice cream man.
Here's no tuna little, fish.
No tuna fish.
No.
Maybe you could arrive. Do you have any new songs? Any titles of new songs
I
you're
do.
Working on?
That summer feeling, that's my new song.
Oh, why don't you maybe you could just belt out a couple
well,
of
Well, when the cool of the pond makes you flop down on it, when the smell of the lawn makes you drop down on it, when a teenage cop brings the cup down on it, The joy I've named will not be tamed, and that summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life.
You got it.
It goes like that.
You got it. Jonathan Richman, everybody. When you write songs like that, what frame of mind are you in? Are you at home,
I love
alone
life.
At night?
See,
no, but when you, I mean, are you alone? Are you on the road? Or?
It doesn't matter. Like, I write in buses. I make up songs just like I was thinking of doing a TV kids show for that. And for that song, I was thinking, what do I want to most tell kids? And it's the summer feeling that you get when you're a little kid is going to be there maybe the rest of your life.
You've done other songs like that. Party in the Woods is like that, going out into the woods with a, you know, with your friends and just
getting
down.
Life, you know, fun. That's all.
Well, we got New England here on tape. We want to play for both the audience at home and the audience here. Thank you. Jonathan Richman joining us for Radio Night Service.
Great. Very nice.
You're going to play for us again later?
I'm going to do another song.
He's going to do another song. He'll be back.
Thank you, Mark.
Let's listen to New England on Radio Night Service.
Bye-bye.